This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
I don't know how many I'm going to get to again on this show. Another great day in Trump land. Lots of good stuff going on. Plus lots of reminders about how mentally ill liberals are and how mentally ill government is, how bad government is, how badly government fails at all times. Let's start with the mentally ill liberals, the unhinged liberals, the wackadoo liberals. Unhinged Maxine Waters has breakdown on the House floor and begins screaming over and over again, "Make America great. Make America great. Make America great." Maxine Waters took a much-needed break from screaming, "Damn this president," calling for Trump's impeachment over the failed Iran nuclear deal, and telling Kanye West to stop talking out of turn in order to scream on the House floor over Congressman Mike Kelly's use of the MAGA slogan. What triggered her into an insane homeless person on the street-worthy tirade? Well, it came when Pennsylvania Representative Mike Kelly had the audacity to claim, "We're trying to make sure we're making America great every day in every way. And the best way to do that is to stop talking about discrimination and start talking about the nation." Oh, my God. Well, now I get it. I didn't read till now. What set her off? Well, that's enough to set Maxine off, like the 4th of July, like an M80. Kelly continued, turning his attention to the always irate Representative Maxine Waters. "We're coming together as a people in spite of what you say." Well, that was all too much for Auntie Maxine to handle. She immediately went into one of her race-baiting tirades. "Mr. Kelly, please do not leave, because I want you to know I'm more offended as an African-American woman than you ever will be. And this business about making America great again, it is your president that's dividing this country. And don't talk to me about the fact we don't understand. That's the attitude that's been given towards women time and time again." Maxine Waters. Kelly attempted to chime in, but Waters refused to yield for a response. McClintock reminded Waters to direct her remarks to him, and she ignored the request a second time. "I respect the chair, but don't stop me in the middle when you didn't stop him in the middle, and so I shall continue," Waters said. Why didn't someone just tackle her? Just knock her to the ground, tackle her, and drag her out of the room while she screams, "Racism, racism, you're all white racists." That's what you should do. Tackle her. And then put a sock in her mouth. Maxine Waters said, turning back to Kelly, "Don't you dare talk to me like that and think that somehow women don't understand what goes on the floor of automobile dealers." What? Automobile dealers? Where did that come from? What a wackadoo. McClintock again requested Waters respect the rules, which sent the 79-year-old politician into a tirade about Trump. "I don't appreciate you did not interrupt him when he was making those outrageous remarks about him knowing more about discrimination than I know about discrimination," Waters shouted. "I resent that, and I resent the remark about making America great again. He's down here making a speech for this dishonorable president of the United States of America. Having said that, I reserve the balance of my time, and no, I do not yield not one second to you," she yelled at Kelly. She added an echo for dramatic effect. "Not one second, not one second." The hearing centered on Obama-era anti-discrimination regulations for auto lenders. Ah! There we go. Now I understand why she brought up auto dealers, which Republicans and some Democrats voted to reverse. Oh, no wonder Aunt Maxine went nuts. The measure, which was previously approved by the Senate, is now awaiting Trump's signature. Great. Oh, Maxine Waters must just love that. More proof, MAGA. Trump is making America great again. The feds collect record taxes through April and still run a $385 billion deficit. The federal government collected a record. So this is both a great example that Trump is right and that the government is wrong and that government sucks. Big government sucks. I can't even read a number this high. I guess it means $2 trillion. In total taxes through the first 7 months of fiscal 2018, but still ran a deficit for that period of time of $385 billion. The record total federal taxes collected during this period also included a record $1 trillion in individual income taxes, marking the earliest in any fiscal year that individual income taxes have topped $1 trillion. You know when Republicans used to say taxed enough already, Tea Party taxed enough already, and Democrats, oh, there's no problem, you're not overtaxed, taxes are low. Really, they're low. All-time taxes in the history of the world, and the earliest you've ever hit a trillion. But even while the Treasury was collecting $2 trillion in total taxes from October through April, it was spending $2.392 trillion, so you got an accumulated deficit of about $390 trillion. In the month of April, I mentioned this yesterday, the Treasury collected $510 billion while spending $296 billion, thus running a surplus for the month of April of $214 billion. That monthly surplus decreased the deficit from $599 billion to $385 billion. Can you imagine numbers like this? You can't even imagine numbers like this. There's just so many lessons in this. Government sucks. Government steals way too much of our money, your money, my money. Trump is right. Cutting taxes is good for the government. The more you cut taxes, the more money comes in, just as Reagan proved. More proof the government sucks. U.S. Postal Service loses $1.4 billion. And in the past decade, they burned through $62 billion to deliver your mail. What a joke. And I guarantee you it's all because of pensions. Every problem in the world is because of pensions. Can I explain something as a businessman? It doesn't matter if you think you deserve it. Like, I have a huge audience of cops and firemen in Las Vegas. I know that because I keep running into you in stores, and you all love my show. And you know I love you. But I don't love pensions. Not because you're not greatest people in the world. You are. Nobody can afford a pension. Not government, not taxpayers, not businesses, big or small. How do you afford to pay someone for not working when you have to fill their slot with a new person you have to pay for working? I mean, I always use the example. Can you imagine in the private sector there really are no pensions anymore? And in small business, there's never been a pension. You know why? Because a small business, my dad had a two-man butcher store. My grandfather had like a six-man butcher store. Can you imagine if one of those butchers retired at the age of 50 and you had to pay him $50,000 a year for the rest of his life till the day he died at age 80, 90, or 100? So there'd be someone never working at one of those butcher blocks, but you'd be paying them as if they're working. Then you have a guy who's replaced them who is working and that's still getting paid $40,000, $50,000, plus the guy who's not working getting paid $40,000, $50,000, plus you got to cover his health insurance, and then you give him cost of living increases. Folks, it's completely unaffordable. So that's the reason the auto companies all went broke, pensions and health care, for retirees. And that's the reason the U.S. Postal Service is going broke. $62 billion in losses in the past decade. With the U.S. Postal Service recently in the crosshairs in the on-again, off-again feud between the world's most powerful man, U.S. President Donald Trump, and the world's richest man, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, today's otherwise boring earnings released by the U.S. Postal Service got some additional scrutiny by the investing public. The report had some good but mostly bad news, because whereas revenue increased modestly, largely thanks to a 5% jump in package volume, thanks Amazon, even as mail volumes declined by 2%, expenses soared by 5.7% in the quarter, mostly as a result of unsustainable increases in retiree benefits. Just retiree health benefits surged by $766 million, a total quarterly loss of $1.3 billion. So the CEO of the Postal Service says, despite growth in our package business, our financial results reflect systemic trends in the marketplace and the effects of an inflexible, legislatively mandated business model that limits our ability to generate sufficient revenue and imposes costs that we cannot afford. I can't even read this anymore, okay? First of all, that's a bunch of boring intellectual gobbledygook. I want you to say you're a money-losing joke. You're another government agency that loses everything it makes. Money comes in, you lose, you lose, you lose. Dollar comes in, you spend $1.50. You're incompetent, you're reckless, you don't know what you're doing. And you can't afford all the pensions, and you can't afford the pension retiree health care. Just say that. You want more results? The government sucks. Judge awards $3.5 million settlement to the Tea Party groups for the Obama IRS targeting scandal. Hundreds of conservative groups are targeted. See, it's already forgotten. Everybody's forgotten this is the worst scandal in the history of America. No one cares. Wayne Root was targeted. No one gave me anything. Hundreds of conservative groups are targeted. At least five pro-Israel groups, constitutional groups. They didn't put this on the list, but I know Christian groups are targeted. Groups that criticize the Obama administration. At least two pro-life groups. An 83-year-old Nazi concentration camp survivor. Oh, they do list an individual. How come they don't list Wayne Root, a 180-year-old Baptist paper, a Texas voting rights group, a Hollywood conservative group targeted and harassed, conservative activists and businesses, see, that's a general group that includes me, at least one conservative Hispanic group. IRS continued to target groups even after the scandal was exposed. 10% of Tea Party donors were audited by the IRS. Do you know what a number that is? And 100% of the groups audited by the IRS were conservative. Wow. And they're all liars. The IRS Commissioner John Costigan should have gone to prison, and they let him go. And Lois Lerner should have gone to prison, and they let her go. You know, the IRS told Congress and Costigan told Congress Lois Lerner's emails were lost in a computer crash, but thousands of emails were later recovered by Inspector General. The IRS leadership was targeting conservatives, lying about it to Congress. So they awarded $3.5 million. They should have awarded $3.5 billion. More proof that government sucks and government's filled with morons. New Jersey governor on funding illegals for college says, this is America and we need to include everybody. Really? Really, we need to include everybody. I've got to pay my tax dollars so your kids who are illegal and you're illegal, your kids can come to America legally and go to college, and I pay for it too, in addition to paying for my kid. Wait, we're not done yet. More proof. Government is filled with nincompoops, schmoes, schmucks, putzes. London mayor moves to ban junk food ads on public transit. London Mayor Sadiq Khan is proposing a ban on junk food ads on London's public transportation systems. He's not worried about terrorism. He's not worried about knife attacks. He's not worried about being the acid in your face capital of the world. He's worried about junk food ads on public transportation. What a joke. What a joke. When we get back, I'll tell you all the good news about Donald Trump in Trumpland. Lots of great news. I saved the good news for last. We'll be right back. War now.
I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129. 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio Network, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, blue-collar, son of a butcher, warrior for truth, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that's all wonderful wall. This show is coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoll. Stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. The great Fred Weinberg is the CEO. Put me on national radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com, TII1.com. That's 800-780-9000. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Put in your speed dial, 833-927-8255. My website's root4america.com. My email's wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And my Twitter handle is @RealWayneRoot. @RealWayneRoot, as an R-E-A-L, like Real Donald Trump, Real Wayne Root. Big news today. Donald Trump releases a blueprint to bring soaring drug prices back down to earth. Isn't this amazing? Obama acted like Obamacare was going to save the day, and Obama was going to bring drug prices down, and instead he cut a deal with the drug companies that, you know, we'll never pass Obamacare if you don't support me. So if you support Obamacare, I will trade drug prices with you, and you can charge whatever you want, and I will not allow people to buy outside the United States. therefore trapping them in the United States with high drug prices. So Obama's the one who trapped you all, and me too, all of us, with high drug prices. And here's Trump being a man of the people. And liberals will absolutely positively lose their minds because he is being the real man of the people, the real man of the working class, the real man of the middle class. And he's exposing them that they're not. President Donald Trump released his blueprint for lowering the cost of medications in the United States. The administration said they will immediately begin working to bring soaring drug prices back down to earth. Trump's tweet says, "Today my administration is launching the most sweeping action in history to lower the price of prescription drugs for the American people. We will have tougher negotiation, more competition, and much lower prices at the pharmacy counter." Do you understand? Trump is this amazing businessman that's making so many things happen that Democrats' heads are spinning like Poltergeist. Was that the movie? Where did the head spin? It wasn't Poltergeist, was it? What's the name of the movie, Chris? Do you remember where the head spun around? Exorcist, not Poltergeist. Exorcist. Poltergeist was kind of a similar film, but it wasn't a head spinning around on somebody's body. It's like The Exorcist. Liberals can't even move their head around fast enough to make up for, you know, to accept all the things that are happening. Trump is changing the world. He's changing the entire world. A statement from the White House said that excessively high drug prices, foreign freeloading, and a system rigged to reward list price increases are burdening the American people. To combat this, steps that the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, will begin taking include ending the gaming of regulatory and patent processes by drug makers to unfairly protect monopolies, advancing biosimilars and generics to boost price competition, evaluating the inclusion of prices in drug makers' ads to enhance price competition, and streamlining and accelerating the approval process for over-the-counter drugs. Oh, this is great. This is what you think a Democrat would do, right? This would be the one time I would have supported a Democrat if they did something like this, right? But they don't. They sold you out. The administration will additionally publish a comparison of drug prices in the United States with those in other OECD countries to examine freeloading. Everyone involved in the broken system, the drug makers, insurance companies, distributors, pharmacy benefit managers, and many others contribute to the problem, Trump said. Government has also been a part of the problem because previous leaders turned a blind eye to this incredible abuse. But under this administration, we're putting American patients first. Don't you love that? American patients first. I've instructed Secretary Azar to begin moving forward on reforms that will bring soaring drug prices back down to earth. Trump also announced he'll be working to end the pharmacist gag rule, which punishes pharmacies for advising patients on ways to save money. Brilliant! I didn't even know that. You mean when you ask your pharmacist, he's banned from telling you there's a cheaper drug. This is a total ripoff, and we're ending it, Trump said. I mean, is this guy amazing? This guy is amazing. He isn't making Iran great again like Obama. He's not making the Muslim Middle East great again. He's making America great again. And he's making, as an assist, Israel great again. And Jerusalem great again. And the Western universe great again. Western civilization. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Now we got to make a wall great again. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War Now. USA Radio News.
Working to fulfill another campaign promise, President Donald Trump announced today his plan to lower drug prices for Americans. The president said prescription drug prices have been way too high for too many years.
I've instructed Secretary Azar to begin moving forward on reforms that will bring soaring drug prices back down to earth. Our plan takes steps to derail the gravy train for special interests by ending Obamacare's twisted incentives that actually encourage higher drug prices.
A 14-year-old boy is in custody on suspicion of shooting a teen in the arm at a Southern California high school today. That's according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The shooting happened at 7 a.m. local time when many of the students were arriving. Neither the name of the suspect nor the wounded teen have been released. After a lockdown of more than 2 hours, the school started releasing students to their parents and guardians. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn. This segment of the show is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. You've seen all the natural disasters. Hawaii is turning into a disaster. I don't know how many of you realize how bad it could be, but boy, that lava is now threatening to hit some sort of a power supply area and cause massive explosions, and they are just scared to death in Hawaii. It also caused a giant earthquakes off the coast of Oregon. No matter where you live, disasters like these are the reason every American needs to prepare. And, of course, we've got the possibility of war in the Middle East between Israel, Syria, and Iran. You are the best first responder. You're the one who's responsible for your family's life. This is the day to build your emergency food supply. Get this special double offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit. Get one free. That's right, two for one. Buy one, get one free. Take action now. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540. Or prepare with Wayne.com. Website they set up just for the listeners of this show. These foods last up to 25 years in storage. Both two-week emergency food kits are shipped free discreetly to your home. Supplies are limited. Buy one, get one free. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Thank you, My Patriot Supply. My friend Matthew Schiff is here. He's not only my oldest and dearest friend, but he's one of the funniest people around and the type of visionary who could see trends way before anybody else. Welcome to the show, Matt Schiff, with a segment called Schiff Happens. What's happening, Matt?
What's going on, Wayne Allen Root? I'm going to get started right away because lately you have not let me get a word in edgewise, so I'm going to get it in. You probably know this because you are Mr. Vegas, but the Guinness Book of World Records for size of orgy is happening in Vegas on Saturday. It's $148 a couple. The name of the organization is Menage a Life. And they're looking to break the Guinness Book of World Records. No solo dudes allowed. You got to bring a couple. And they have such unbelievable events, note the sarcasm, as the Slut Olympics and bondage workouts, workshops. And they have a bunny-themed pool party, a lifelong tribute to Hugh Hefner. Just an amazing thing happening at Embassy Suites on Swenson Avenue. You probably know where that is. I don't. And
I don't really want to know where that is. I want to bring all kinds of cleaners when I drive by there. You know, I got to clean my hands with antiseptic. Hey, by the way, you know what I found? I saw that story in the Vegas paper. What I found interesting about it was Steve Wynn was driven out of Las Vegas because he had sex with too many of his cocktail waitresses and too many women at the Wynn Hotel, and they called him a terrible abuser and a horrible person. And I always thought that was the strangest message in the world for Las Vegas to be giving, because Vegas is the strip capital of the world, and there are 50,000 strippers living here. Gosh knows how many of them are prostitutes. And every night of the week they advertise things like this, swinger parties and orgies, and yet they had the nerve to drive Steve Wynn out of Vegas. And you know what else was interesting about that, Matthew Schiff, which you wouldn't know in New York?
Maybe I would.
Aren't you going to ask what's so interesting, Wayne?
Yes, what's so interesting? Wayne?
It was a liberal conspiracy. His wife, Elaine, is a huge liberal Democrat. And from the beginning, he said, my wife, Elaine, is setting me up because she owned $2 billion of stock and he owned $2 billion of stock, and she was kicked off the board, and she was annoyed that she had no say in the matter and that he ran the whole hotel. And, of course, annoyed as an ex-wife that he's out there having sex with every cocktail waitress. So she just set him up and destroyed him, is what he claimed. And I always suspected that might be true. Well, who knows if it's true, but all I could tell you is they drove him out. They destroyed his life. They ruined him. He's out of Wynn. All the stock is gone. He's gone. They're taking his name off the Massachusetts New Wynn Hotel. And I guarantee you within a year you'll hear his name is off the Vegas Hotel. Guarantee you. And yet they filled the board now with Elaine Wynn's friends, who are all feminist, liberal, Democrat women, including Dee Dee Myers, the former Clinton spokesperson. So that was their goal from day one. Steve Wynn was a huge Republican, and Wynn was a huge Republican, type of company with Republican board members on the board of directors. And they got rid of all of them, and they brought in a bunch of feminist Democrat women. And don't tell me that wasn't a plot from day one.
I did not know that, and if I'm sure that's 100% true. That's one of the worst things I've heard in months. I always had the greatest amount of admiration and respect for Wynn, you know, starting from nothing, and everything I ever knew about him was that he was a class act, and he built that thing from nothing, and that's a horrendous story you just told.
Well, just it's horrendous just because it's also ridiculous and hypocritical. You know, you have a town that brags about the world's biggest orgy, the story you just told us, and brags about all the strip clubs, and all the guys who come here are going out to strip clubs, and yet at the same time, you're telling me Steve Wynn's the worst human being that ever lived because he had sex with a lot of cocktail waitresses, as if he forced himself on them. I spoke to a gal the other day who was literally, I spoke to two in the last week who were two of the biggest casino hosts in the history of Wynn. They were the ones who brought in all the high rollers. And I said, you know, whisper in my ear. We're in a big crowd. Whisper in my ear. Haven't seen you in a year. Tell me about Steve Wynn. Both of them said, nicest guy you ever met, greatest guy to ever work for. Everything they said about him is a lie, except that he had lots of sex, and that's because the women were chasing him. He wasn't chasing them. They were chasing him. The guy was blind. He couldn't chase anybody. He couldn't even see them. They had to chase him around the sofa. So I just, it annoys me to this day, the hypocrisy of liberals. Now they fill the entire board with liberals, including D.D. Myers. Now, Wynn is going to be another casino that has buses bus their employees to the polls and tells them to vote Democrat. It was one of the few hotels they don't do that at because Steve Wynn wouldn't allow that to happen. Now, of course, that was their goal, I guarantee you, from day one to ruin Steve Wynn's life. Anyway, continue with your interesting stories, Matthew Schiff.
A horrendous story. Johnny Depp, playing Jack Sparrow. He's acting a little too much like a drunken Jack Sparrow in real life, and he's in a world of hurt. He's got no money left. He's being sued for a hostile workplace by his bodyguards, and he just had a $7 million divorce, and his bodyguards are saying mostly what they had to do was guard him from himself, because he walked around with a foreign substance that was white on the top of his lips. And he's been acting so strange for so long that people think he will never regain his numero uno status as the top actor in Hollywood, which he was for a long time. And he did such idiotic things as buy numerous villas in France. And he fired the ashes of Hunter S. Thompson out of a gun, because, you know, Hunter S. Thompson was this libertarian, free spirit, and everybody is very concerned about Johnny, and they're not putting him in big films anymore.
Yeah, I wonder what happens to a guy like him at this point. In other words, if you could get another film and you could start to appreciate maybe that you're never going to make $100 million for the rest of your life, so you better like make $1 million or $2 million a film and save it all, you could still save your life and lead a reasonably good life, not the kind you used to live, but a reasonably good life. But if you can't adjust to that, or there are no more films of any kind coming because you're too difficult to work with and you have no money left, how do you live the rest of your life? I have no idea. Johnny Depp can't waiting tables and tending bar. I mean, so what do you do when you're Johnny Depp? I don't know.
Well, let me give you a case in point. The Harry Potter franchise, not Lord of the Rings, the fans insisted that he not play the villain, and they kicked him out of the next film because people are so grossed out by his behavior.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people behaving badly in Hollywood, and it just so happens they all happen to be Democrats who happen to defend the Hillary Clintons and the Obamas of the world. It just so happens. All right, next story.
You're going to love this one. 8 out of 10 millennials are still virgins. Now, these people were born between 1989 and 1990, so they're not children. And they just did a study in England. They followed 16,000 kids from the age of 11 until now, and they're just not having sex. The only ones who are having sex are ones that had them early on, and they say that the millennial / snowflakes are afraid to have sex because of commitment, and they can't live up to the ideal of what people see on social media. They're afraid if they take their clothes off, they're not going to measure up. So they're just not doing the act. They will not do it. A psychotherapist, Jessica Abese, has been monitoring this, and they claim they're going to wait longer, but her theory is they may not ever do it at all.
Interesting. Interesting. May not do it at all. Their whole lives? Somehow that doesn't sound normal.
I mean, they just don't feel the need. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, you and I, that used to be at least our first and second favorite sport. I just, I can't really relate to it. It's just, I guess social media really, plays heavy upon these kids' minds, and they just, it's just not important to them.
Yeah, but it wasn't our favorite sport, chasing beautiful ladies, because we were raised in New York or something. It's just natural. It's just human being. It's from God. You have testosterone. You know, boys chase girls. I don't know. How could any boy not chase girls? You've got testosterone. Is there a whole generation that doesn't have testosterone anymore? I mean, that's just a God thing, and that's from the beginning of time, man. Guys always chase gals. So that's just really weird, I got to tell you. You know, very strange stuff.
Bro, fear is a potent thing. I mean, if you're afraid that you're going to be judged, you know, I guess people, you know, don't have to have a partner. They can sort of live and do what they need to do on their own, so to speak, not to be graphic.
I hate to bring up politics and everything, but these are millennials, right? This is the millennial. No, but these are millennials, correct?
Yes.
And I just saw a study that millennials are not quite as liberal as everybody thought. As a matter of fact, the Democratic Party has cratered in the last year in all the polls among millennials. Republicans haven't really gained, but Democrats have lost everything to the point where I think most of them just aren't going to show up and vote. I wonder if not, you know, being very sexual makes them a little bit more conservative. I wonder if it just, you know, makes them a little bit more morally conservative and therefore ergo independents or Republicans or not voting at all because millennials are not big Democrats anymore. Kind of strange. Hey, Matt, don't go anywhere, right? Hang out. We'll finish up. I've got a great story for you, too. You may have it coming up. Maybe it's the one you've got coming up. Do you have a story about diapers and babies?
Hello?
Do you have a story about diapers and babies coming up?
No.
No. Well, I've got one for you then. You're going to laugh at when you get back. Great stories from Matt Schiff, but one from Wayne Root, too. We'll be right back. Worn out. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now!
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, Krill Omega 50 Plus is the sponsor of this segment, or I should say their parent company, Purity Products, is the sponsor, but the product is Krill Omega 50 Plus. You don't have to guess anymore whether you take omega-3s by getting fish oil or krill oil, because they combine the two. You get both. It's just unbelievable. They combine ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. They say you will feel better guaranteed in just 7 days, and Krill Omega 50 Plus, they guarantee it will work for you. And the proof is they want to send you a free bottle. The debate's over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. Now it's free. Pay a little shipping. Claim your free bottle. Call 800-399-6392. 800-399-6392. 800-399-6392. Free bottle. How do you turn down a free bottle? Okay? The worst that will happen is you don't like it. The worst that will happen is you don't notice a difference. But I take it, and you will notice a difference. I repeat, free bottle, 800-399-6392, Krill Omega 50 Plus. All right, Matthew Schiff's with us, my old buddy from my old days in Westchester County, New York. We used to hang out together, and we were troublemakers. Schiff Happens, the name of the segment. He's got some great stories, but I want to give you a quick one, Matt. There's a female sexuality expert out there, and she says babies should give consent when you change their diapers. Babies have to give consent to their parents. You know, a little nod, a little thumbs up. You know, you got to ask your baby, is it okay to change your diaper? And she says, you know, of course I don't think they're going to answer you, but you wait for body language and you wait to make eye contact, and then you're letting the child know that their response matters. I got to tell you something. Liberals are mentally ill, and this is the proof. And I've got, every day I have 20 new articles that prove it. Liberals are nuts.
Let me ask you something. What happens when the kid's fecal matter is there and this moron, I don't know what she is, doctor, psychotherapist, I don't know what she is, thinks that the signal she's getting is the kid doesn't want you to do it, and she leaves the diaper from being changed and the kid gets a horrible rash and is in horrible pain? I mean, did she ever think of that?
No, of course not. Of course not. Just, you know, you have to,
because a three-year-old definitely knows what it wants, and or a year-and-a-half-year-old should be calling the shots in their life. I mean, they definitely should. I mean,
yeah, you know, I would just worry a little bit more, about not about a parent showing respect for a baby and proving his feelings or her feelings matter. Instead, maybe she ought to, you know, go into the public schools and watch. There was a video out today of some punk in a high school somewhere. I think it was in Florida. beating the crap out of their teacher because he dared to grab his cell phone when the guy was talking on the phone in the middle of class, and the guy got up and beat the crap out of his teacher. Maybe we ought to worry about kids respecting parents, not parents respecting babies. Just, you know, just more liberal insanity. But anyway, we're always giving you the platform for your interesting stories. So go ahead, shoot, Matthew Schiff. Next story.
I don't know if you heard about it or not, but there was a huge Catholic gala in Manhattan at the Metropolitan Museum of Art a few nights ago, and the theme was Catholicism, and Rihanna dressed up like the Pope, and a bunch of other celebrities dressed up like an angel, and Cardinal Dolan, I mean, this is how messed up the people in authority today are. Cardinal Dolan gave Rihanna, who was scantily clad and dressed in a very sexy outfit, a hat that would normally be worn by an archbishop. And they had an S&M mask there. And Piers Morgan, who you like and I like, said that if it was ever a Muslim affair like that or a Jewish affair, all hell would break loose. And, you know, if it was a Muslim thing, people could die. I mean, what are these people thinking? The whole point of the church is to have sanctity and holiness, not to blend in with society, which is falling apart at the seams. I mean, I don't know why, Cardinal Dolan doesn't understand that.
Who knows? Because the church is very liberal. I don't think the Pope understands that. Have you not seen some of the declarations of the man we have as Pope now? I mean, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The Pope is a Marxist. There's no question. And I'm not throwing around like crazy, wild-eyed charges. I do believe the Pope is absolutely positively a Marxist. He grew up in a Marxist country, and he believed in Marxist philosophy, and now he's a Pope that not only believes in Marxism, but believes in Muslim immigration, Muslim refugees emigrating to Europe and America. He wants us to all have no walls and let everybody in, even though he's the biggest hypocrite in the world, because what is the Vatican surrounded by? One of the world's biggest walls.
Yeah, massive walls.
Right. Exactly. Amazing. All right, next story.
And MS-13 in Virginia. I mean, bravo, Donald Trump. They should just hunt these people down and forget about deporting them. They should kill them.
Ooh,
there's a kid, MS-13.
Oh, MS-13. Got it. Okay.
A kid named Santos Arguimenides. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name. Hardworking, church-going guy from the Dominican Republic. They show up at his house. He's going to work at 7:30 in the morning. MS-13 from Virginia accost him, take him, put him in the car, shoot him 15 times, put him back in his own car, and light the car on fire. And the police and the authorities in Virginia, in Prince William County, Virginia, which is actually a pretty nice place to live, there's no link. The guy's not a gang member. He's nothing. It must have been some sort of initiation where these idiots were proving that they would do something horrendous.
Matt, we're ending the segment, buddy. We got to go. The music is on. It's time to leave. It's time to pay some bills and get the sponsors in here. But we appreciate you coming on. We love having you on. Shift Happens with Matthew Schiff. Thank you, Matt. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. War Now, USA Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.